No. It burns your skin. Toothpaste is for your teeth only. But
So I'm a guy,
the
I use my face cream a lot, like daily. So
Yeah, I've been using aloe vera on my face for maybe 2 years now.
Koimoi.com.
This is called Myth or Not. We have some of the myths regarding beauty, and you guys have to bust it. First one is makeup causes acne.
Okay, well, makeup will cause, or anything like that will cause acne if you sleep with your makeup on. Because you are causing excess oil and unnatural products are on your face all night. And you have to realize that when you're sleeping, it's the best time for your skin to breathe. You know, you're not running around, you're not doing anything. You imagine your skin is resting. So let it rest in peace with a really beautiful immortal range of cream and serum and go
Never
to
stop
sleep.
selling.
Never stop
Yeah.
selling. But take your makeup off and don't just take it off with a wipe. You know, take it off with a wet wipe if you want, take it off with makeup remover, but please wash your face. Please wash your face, pat it dry, and moisturize your skin and go to sleep. So makeup can cause any kind of, you know, damage to the skin, and it ages also if you don't, you know, remove it. You don't need that while you're sleeping.
And then they say that expensive products are better than inexpensive ones.
Well, we're not an expensive product and we're great. So I think the myth was broken when Brown Skin Beauty
So
released.
I'll say this line. I keep on saying it. Anusha always tells me what is it, but we are
Oh.
Davids in the world of Goliaths. So,
Yeah.
you know, we are challenging the entire status quo of the beauty industry right now. So.
But that's not to say that expensive products won't be good or
No, of
affordable
course not.
ones
It's
won't be
very
good.
relative.
It's very relative. Like, I love a skincare by Dr. Barbara Sturm. She's massively expensive, but I love her products. I think they're fantastic. But I love mine the same, not just because they're mine, because I actually use them. And so if I weigh them out, the price difference is so huge.
Yeah.
But the
So I'm a
point.
guy, I use my face cream a lot, like daily. So
Yeah, you do. There are guys using Brown Skin Beauty, and we
We
will
actually
cater to
got
them.
tagged like a couple of times on our page.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
That's
So
so
I think
cool.
it's all relative, like Gaurav said, and I think that price. Okay, I'll give you a fashion example as well quickly. You can make the most inexpensive dress look like the most expensive, right? It's just you've got to know how to use it. Does it work for you? And does it feel good?
That's really well said. My next one also has a lot to do with Brown Skin Beauty. You know, the basic product that you, ingredient that you guys use is aloe vera. But it is mostly said that aloe vera is something that increases, helps in increasing hair growth. What happens when we use it on skin? Can it actually also lead to facial hair growth?
Okay, good question. Because actually, that's not entirely true at all. I've been using aloe vera on my face for maybe 2 years now because of my melasma, and I use the actual plant on my face. And so, what aloe vera does, it does help with hair growth. So, if you put it in your scalp, it's really good for like helping dandruff, itchy scalps, kind of revitalizes them as well. So, that's what it's doing in your hair. But on the face, aloe vera doesn't really cause the facial hair growth. That is mostly, and probably 99% of the time, hormonal. So if that's happening, then you should actually go to a skin doctor and get your hormones checked for any kind of excess hair growth on the face, for women especially. So hair growth on the face is not caused by aloe vera. But if it is, if that's what you're feeling, then you should definitely go and consult a skin doctor because it's definitely, I'm saying that it should be hormonal. It very much would be hormonal. But otherwise, you can use aloe vera on your face. I've been using it for 2 years and I do not have any hair growth. But it does, I do put it on my eyebrows, I put it on my eyelashes, and I do put it in my hair.
Now I have to rush to the aloe vera plant in my balcony.
Yeah, people drink the juice also, like the people who like it, they also have aloe vera juice.
Yeah. They do. Toothpaste is actually a great acne for treatment. Acne treatment.
No. It burns your skin. Toothpaste is for your teeth only. Please do not use it on your face. You know, it's like, this is the most disgusting kind of example I'm using. It's like you're putting your face on a fry pan when you've got a pimple and you're like burning it. Please don't do that to your skin. It can leave acne scars. It can be very damaging. It might work magically once and then you'll be like, okay, you're actually burning your skin. Please don't do that. We don't know the ingredients of toothpaste and we don't know if it's safe for your skin. Just don't do it. I would just please recommend use aloe vera or just keep your, and please do not pop your pimples, do not touch them. You know, we constantly use our fingers by touching our acne. You know, this is probably the most germs you carry around in your hands, which is why coronavirus is telling us to put gloves on all the time because we're carrying around germs. So please don't keep touching your face. If you have acne, you know, also check that you don't have dandruff in your hair. That can be a cause of acne. Oily skin, leaving your makeup on all throughout the night. So, you know, just try to keep yourself as hygienic as possible. Your acne will go. And good thoughts. Please don't look in the mirror and keep saying, oh my God, my skin's so bad. Oh my God, my skin's so bad. Because do you know what your skin is hearing? That your skin is bad and it should stay like that. If you don't give love, how will your skin give you love back?
Yeah.
It's just a thing. Like, I tell my hair every day how grateful I am for it. And let me tell you, if you have done what I had done to my hair over these years, trust me, everyone would expect me to be bald by now. I have gone blonde and red and black and cut it and heat, so much heat. But I love my hair, you know? Koimoi.com.